Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me right now to talk about how we what we do with unruly passengers in an aircraft is Phuthego Mojapele, who's an aviation analyst. Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kathy?
I'm so well, thank you. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Thank you very much.
It's a huge challenge, isn't it, when you have unruly passengers? And often these are, you know, TikTok videos and videos on social media where people really seem to be particularly badly behaved on aeroplanes. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's there's a couple of reasons that cause that, and unfortunately, some of these incidents that are happening, they're not necessarily happening here at home. We are lucky that we have very well behaved passengers locally.
Yes.
You know, during my time, most of the time, you know, in America, where I've spent a lot of my time flying over there, I've seen many of those incidents happening there. And there has been a really concern coming from the FAA as to what do we do as Federal Aviation Administration, what do we do with the passengers? And they end up coming up with the law that are specifically dealing with those kind of incidents that happen on aircraft, especially mid-air, because some of these things, they happen mid-air, not when the plane is on the ground.
Right.
And when it happens mid-air, you know what happens. It means that delay is very much imminent, because this will cause diversion if the unruly customer is not controllable. The crew is not able to handle the situation, and the flight deck decide that maybe the easiest thing is to divert and get the police to undertake the responsibility away from us, so that we can deal with the flying and taking the passengers to where they head into.
It's very interesting that it doesn't happen on the ground, that these things, as you say, happen mid-air. I mean, one has to consider something like alcohol consumption, which is going to have a much faster effect on your body physiologically when you're at altitude. But why else do you think people kind of go into these manias or these, you know, just really badly behaved? And this is obviously in reference to what happened with Elton Yankees.
Yeah, so partly people like to behave like that when there's a delay on the flight. Sometimes there'll be a delay on the flight. People will sit on the lounges or on the bars. You know, some airports, they've got bars. They will be sitting there indulging themselves. And after that, they jump onto the flight. Already, you know, they are halfway drunk when they get onto the plane. And anything that looks like can trigger this kind of behavior will happen, because they are already not even on their senses, and high altitude as well. Sometimes that gets into some of the people mentally, and then you would find this kind of behavior. But may I also point out that there is a pattern lately of the mask issues. That is why Federal Aviation took a decision that they must do away with the masks. But there's a high disregard of the cabin crew's instructions. Generally, people like to disregard, even when as a passenger sitting at the back looking at how people sometimes behave. And when they get reprimanded, they feel like, you know, you have no right to tell me what to do. It's my right doing this. But at that particular time, when you jump onto that flight, you are now giving your rights to the civil aviation authorities to make sure that you comply with those rights. Some of the rights that you have are not necessarily, you know, you don't have some of the rights when you are there because of the safety concerns that we have
right on
board. We've got to implement that. So people necessarily don't like that, and they become aggressive. They just don't understand how much important it is that we can have control over you, so that everybody else who's in the plane is safe and you arrive in this. And also it's got anything to do with the price that you pay. You think that you bought a business class ticket, It's expensive. It is somebody sitting at a kettle class. I'm sorry, a business economy class at the back.
It's okay. We understand kettle class.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have used that way. My apologies.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's our language. So you're sitting at the back there, and and they think that, no, we have paid quite a huge premium, and, you know, we can behave the way we want and look down on other people. The cabin crew are safety officers. They are not there to clean up the aircraft. They are not there to, they're not just people that are going to be cleaning and mate or something that you want to call it, but they are there as a safety officers on board.
Yeah, and you know what? When you buy a seat, you're not buying the plane. And you're buying a seat with other people. So, once again, your rights are not as important as the rights of the collective. And maybe that's something to bear in mind. Anyhow, Potego Mojapele, aviation analyst, thank you so much. Always a delight to speak to you. And I could talk to you for the next hour, for sure.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having me this morning. It's always a pleasure talking to fellow aviator. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day.